Thank you, Mr. President. MAG is very glad to be here to attend this second meeting in preparation of the fifth review conference of the Anti-Personal Mind Ban Convention. And we are happy, we are pleased that we have so far been able to contribute to the drafting process with the inputs that draw from our technical and political experience and expertise. The APMBC is a critical humanitarian disarmament instrument aimed at protecting human life, eliminating anti-personal landmines, and reducing the number of people and countries that are affected by anti-personal landmines contamination. With 25 years of great achievements in implementing the APMBC, we believe that the CMRIP review conference is the right occasion to take stock of the lessons learned, while reflecting on how to maintain the relevance and significance of the APMBC in the next future. We believe that the APMBC community should reflect on how to walk the different stages of the path to completion in each affected state party. In particular, we would like to emphasize the importance of shedding more light and dedicate more commitment to the development of sustainable national capacities in every state party, which will be essential to make sure that the level of readiness to face new or newly discovered contamination is and will remain high. We encourage all state parties to find the right balance between the universal nature of the principles and norms set in the APMBC and the contextualized approach to the convention's implementation, based on strong national ownership, including effective national strategies and adequate resources. We believe that the CMRIP UNGOR Action Plan should provide the conditions for guaranteeing the centrality of national authorities as key entities that are able to conjugate the norms of the APMBC with the concrete needs in the areas where they operate. For example, in our inputs, we stressed the need of valuing national mine action strategies that, when present, offer an important framework to measure and assess progresses in the implementation of the APMBC. Mr. President, we firmly believe that one of the political strengths of the APMBC is its function of acting as framework of international cooperation and assistance. In several inputs we provided, we emphasized that how international cooperation and assistance should be mainstreamed and linked to other topics in the CMRIP UNGOR Action Plan, such as universalization. The APMBC community should actively show that being party to the APMBC means working together to address shared issues and achieve common goals. We would also like to highlight the importance of leaving no one and no country behind. This community needs positive news, and there are many states parties that are not very far from completion. A mine-free world can only be realized when the presence of anti-personal landmines is deemed unacceptable at both humanitarian and political level, and the whole APMBC community proactively acts to eliminate those landmines wherever they are. We remain available for any input that we can further provide and any further contribution that we can give to the success of this process and the fifth review conference. I thank you, Mr. President.